Promises of temporal blessings. General promises to believers that the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. The lines are fallen unto me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. Surely I know that it shall be well with them that fear God, which fear before him. Say ye to the righteous, that it shall be well with him, for they shall eat the fruit of their doings. Verily there is a reward for the righteous. Thou, Lord, wilt bless the righteous, with favor wilt thou compass him as with a shield. Salvation belongeth unto the Lord, thy blessing is upon thy people. He that followeth after righteousness and mercy findeth life, righteousness, and honor. Blessings are upon the head of the just. The desire of the righteous shall be granted. The hope of the righteous shall be gladness. To him that soweth righteousness shall be a sure reward. Righteousness tendeth to life. The righteous shall flourish as a branch. His secret is with the righteous. A good man obtaineth favor of the Lord. The light of the righteous rejoiceth. To the righteous good shall be repaid. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? All things are yours, whether Paul, or Apollos, or Cephas, or the world, or life, or death, or things present, or things to come, all are yours. Godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of the life that now is, and of that which is to come. Temporal blessings in general are the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies, thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. There is no want to them that fear him. They that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. My God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Godliness with contentment is great gain. Who giveth us richly all things to enjoy? Food and raiment, food who trust in the Lord, and do good, so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. He hath given meat unto them that fear him, he will ever be mindful of his covenant. I will abundantly bless her provision, I will satisfy her poor with bread. He filleth thee with the finest of the wheat. The righteous eateth to the satisfying of his soul. Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? And ye shall eat in plenty, and be satisfied. Behold, my servants shall eat, but ye shall be hungry. Behold, my servants shall drink, but ye shall be thirsty. Raiment do I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat, or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. Long life and health, long life, ye shall walk in all the ways which the Lord your God hath commanded you, that ye may live, and that it may be well with you, and that ye may prolong your days in the land which ye shall possess. That thou mightest fear the Lord thy God, to keep all his statutes and his commandments, which I command thee, thou, and thy son, and thy son's son, all the days of thy life, and that thy days may be prolonged. Thou shalt come to thy grave in a full age, like as a shock of corn cometh in his season. What man is he that desireth life, and loveth many days, that he may see good? Keep thy tongue from evil, and thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil, and do good, seek peace, and pursue it. With long life will I satisfy him, and show him my salvation. Length of days, and long life, and peace, shall they add to thee. Length of days is in her a wisdom's right hand. By me thy days shall be multiplied, and the years of thy life shall be increased. Health, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. Be not wise in thine own eyes, fear the Lord, and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel, and marrow to thy bones. They are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Safety under the divine protection, the beloved of the Lord shall dwell in safety by him, and the Lord shall cover him all the day long. The name of the Lord is a strong tower, the righteous runneth into it, and is safe. I have set the Lord always before me, because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings, his heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. And who is he that will harm you, if ye be followers of that which is good? Remember, I pray thee, whoever perished, being innocent. Or where were the righteous cut off? Thou shalt be secure, because there is hope. Thou shalt be in league with the stones of the field, and the beasts of the field shall be at peace with thee. And in that day will I make a covenant for them with the beasts of the field, and with the fowls of heaven, and with the creeping things of the ground, and I will break the bow, and the sword, and the battle out of the earth, and will make them to lie down safely. I will make with them a covenant of peace, and will cause the evil beasts to cease out of the land, and they shall dwell safely in the wilderness, and sleep in the woods. And they shall no more be a prey to the heathen, neither shall the beast of the land devour them, but they shall dwell safely, and none shall make them afraid. And the fear of you and the dread of you shall be upon every beast of the earth, and upon every fowl of the air, upon all that moveth upon the earth, and upon all the fishes of the sea, into your hand are they delivered. Thou shalt dig about thee, and thou shalt take thy rest in safety. Also thou shalt lie down, and none shall make thee afraid. I will both lay me down in peace, and sleep, for thou, Lord, only makest me dwell in safety. He giveth his beloved sleep. When thou liest down, thou shalt not be afraid, yea, thou shalt lie down, and thy sleep shall be sweet. He will keep the feet of his saints, and the wicked shall be silent in darkness, for by strength shall no man prevail. The Lord is my light and my salvation, whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life, of whom shall I be afraid? He keepeth all his bones, not one of them is broken. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge, and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust, His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved, he that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper, the Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil, he shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out, and thy coming in from this time forth, and even for evermore. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so the Lord is round about his people from henceforth even for ever. Then shalt thou walk in thy way safely, and thy foot shall not stumble. But whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely, and shall be quiet from fear of evil. And the Lord will create upon every dwelling place of Mount Zion, and upon her assemblies, a cloud and smoke by day, and the shining of a flaming fire by night, for upon all the glory shall be a defense. And there shall be a tabernacle for a shadow in the daytime from the heat, and for a place of refuge, and for a covert from storm and from rain. He shall dwell on high, his place of defense shall be the munitions of rocks. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Saviour. I the Lord do keep it, I will water it every moment, lest any hurt it, I will keep it night and day. For I, saith the Lord, will be unto her a wall of fire round about, and will be the glory in the midst of her. Promises of peace, and I will give peace in the land, and ye shall lie down, and none shall make you afraid. And I will rid evil beasts out of the land, neither shall the sword go through your land. The Lord will give strength unto his people, the Lord will bless his people with peace. Peace shall be upon Israel. Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. He maketh peace in thy borders. Lord, thou wilt ordain peace for us, for thou also hast wrought all our works in us. My people shall dwell in a peaceable habitation, and in sure dwellings, and in quiet resting places. Direction, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. He will be our guide even unto death. Thou shalt guide me with thy counsel, and afterward receive me to glory. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. The righteousness of the perfect shall direct his way. A man's heart deviseth his way, but the Lord directeth his steps. His God doth instruct him to discretion, and doth teach him. And I will bring the blind by a way that they knew not, I will lead them in paths that they have not known, I will make darkness light before them, and crooked things straight. These things will I do unto them, and not forsake them. Honor, and the Lord shall make thee the head, and not the tail, and thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath, if that thou hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day, to observe and to do them. Surely he shall not be moved for ever, the righteous shall be in everlasting remembrance. His horn shall be exalted with honor. For them that honor me I will honor. By humility and the fear of the Lord are riches, and honor, and life. In her left hand riches and honor. Exalt her, and she shall promote thee, she shall bring thee to honor, when thou dost embrace her. The memory of the just is blessed. Because he hath set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him, I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him, I will be with him in trouble, I will deliver him, and honor him. If any man serve me, let him follow me, and where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews, and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet, and to know that I have loved thee. Success and prosperity, he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season, his leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Thou shalt eat the labor of thine hands, happy shalt thou be, and it shall be well with thee. I will cry unto God Most High, unto God that performeth all things for me. And they shall build houses, and inhabit them, and they shall plant vineyards, and eat the fruit of them. They shall not build, and another inhabit, they shall not plant, and another eat, for as the days of a tree are the days of my people, and mine elect shall long enjoy the work of their hands. They shall not labor in vain, nor bring forth for trouble, for they are the seed of the blessed of the Lord, and their offspring with them. Thou shalt be steadfast, and shalt not fear, because thou shalt forget thy misery, and remember it as waters that pass away, and thine age shall be clearer than the noonday. Thou shalt shine forth, thou shalt be as the morning. Thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. Plenty and riches, I will give you the rain of your land in his due season, the first rain, and the latter rain, that thou mayest gather in thy corn, and thy wine, and thine oil. And I will send grass in thy fields for thy cattle, that thou mayest eat and be full. The Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heaven to give the rain unto thy land in his season, and to bless all the work of thine hand, and thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. And the Lord thy God will make thee plenteous in every work of thine hand, in the fruit of thy body, and in the fruit of thy cattle, and in the fruit of thy land, for good, for the Lord will again rejoice over thee for good, as he rejoiced over thy fathers. And the Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods, in the fruit of thy body, and in the fruit of thy cattle, and in the fruit of thy ground, in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers to give thee. Then shalt thou lay up gold as dust, and the gold of Ophir as the stones of the brooks. Yea, the Almighty shall be thy defence, and thou shalt have plenty of silver. He blesseth them also, so that they are multiplied greatly, and suffereth not their cattle to decrease. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endureth for ever. In her wisdom's left hand riches and honour. Riches and honour are with me, yea, durable riches and righteousness. My fruit is better than gold, yea, than fine gold, and my revenue than choice silver. In the house of the righteous is much treasure. Then shall he give the rain of thy seed, that thou shalt sow the ground withal, and bread of the increase of the earth, and it shall be fat and plenteous. In that day shall thy cattle feed in large pastures. Of children he will love thee, and bless thee, and multiply thee. He will also bless the fruit of thy womb. And the Lord thy God will make thee plenteous in every work of thine hand, in the fruit of thy body. Thou shalt know also that thy seed shall be great, and thine offspring as the grass of the earth. Lo, children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. As arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, so are children of the youth. Happy is the man that hath his quiver full of them, they shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with the enemies in the gate. The Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children. A blessing upon all the believer has, and ye shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread, and thy water. And thou shalt rejoice in every good thing which the Lord thy God hath given unto thee, and unto thine house. Blessed shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shalt thou be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kine, and the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed shall be thy basket, and thy store. Blessed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shalt thou be when thou goest out. The Lord shall command the blessing upon thee in thy storehouses, and in all that thou settest thine hand unto, and he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. A little that a righteous man hath is better than the riches of many wicked. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it. Better is little with the fear of the Lord than great treasure, and trouble therewith. For God giveth to a man that is good in his sight wisdom, and knowledge, and joy, but to the sinner he giveth travail, to gather and to heap up, that he may give to him that is good before God. Every man should eat and drink, and enjoy the good of all his labor, it is the gift of God. Every man also to whom God hath given riches and wealth, and hath given him power to eat thereof, and to take his portion, and to rejoice in his labor, this is the gift of God. For he shall not much remember the days of his life, because God answereth him in the joy of his heart. A blessing upon the children of believers, thou shalt keep therefore his statutes, and his commandments, which I command thee this day, that it may go well with thee, and with thy children after thee, and that thou mayest prolong thy days upon the earth, which the Lord thy God giveth thee, for ever. Oh, that there were such an heart in them, that they would fear me, and keep all my commandments always, that it might be well with them, and with their children forever. A good man leaveth an inheritance to his children's children, and the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. In the fear of the Lord is strong confidence, and his children shall have a place of refuge. The seed of the righteous shall be delivered. The just man walketh in his integrity, his children are blessed after him. The children of thy servants shall continue, and their seed shall be established before thee. His seed shall be mighty upon earth, the generation of the upright shall be blessed. His seed shall inherit the earth. I have been young, and now am old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his